Are you a coach, consultant, entrepreneur, or small business owner ready to enhance your brand with the power of short-form video? If your answer is yes, join me for Enhance Your Brand with Short-Form Video Strategies. During this free live virtual event, I'll be sharing strategies and practical tips to help you create videos that will resonate with your target audience. Please join me on May 13th at 4 p.m., or May 15th at 11 a.m. Both times are Eastern, and you'll find links to register in the show notes. Hope to see you there. Richmond, welcome to Content Marketing School, where we will dive into content marketing strategies specifically for coaches, consultants, and entrepreneurs. Discover how effective content marketing can elevate your brand and grow your business. And if you enjoy the show, don't forget to hit that follow button. Hi, I'm Annette Richmond. Welcome to Content Marketing School. In this episode, I want to talk to you about a little thing called the horns and halo effect. If you're like me, you've probably had a potential client or two that you just didn't click with, or maybe they didn't click with you. Sometimes we have a good idea of why we hit it off with someone or don't, but other times we do not. For example, for me, when it comes to potential clients, if they don't seem to realize that working together is a partnership, and there's work to be done on both sides, then I know that I'm not a good fit for them. When I'm looking for a coach, I look for someone who's kind and positive as well as generous with their knowledge. So if a coach I'm considering working with seems to have a scarcity mindset, I know that they're not the one for me. But sometimes we have no idea why someone just strikes us the wrong way. If you've ever had that feeling that there's something you just don't like about someone that you don't even know, but you can't put your finger on it, I have something I learned as a recruiter to share with you. It's the horns and halo effect. Simply put, it's those feelings, positive or negative, that we sometimes feel about someone when we first meet them. And that's because we all have implicit bias. For example, when most people hear the word plumber, they're more likely to picture a man than a woman. A customer going into the Apple store might be more likely to gravitate to a younger person rather than someone with gray hair because they consciously or unconsciously equate being younger with being more technically savvy. When it comes to implicit bias, we're most likely unaware of the bias that affects our decisions and judgments rather than objective facts. The horns and halo effect is where we make a snap judgment about a person we've just met based on one positive or one negative trait. Remember, those feelings can be conscious or unconscious, and bias can be favorable as well as unfavorable. Here are a few examples. You might instantly feel a connection to someone if they remind you of a coworker or a boss that you enjoyed working with, or maybe a favorite college roommate or one of your close friends. I immediately feel a connection to people who have dogs, particularly rescue dogs, because rescue is near and dear to my heart. All of our girls are adopted, and my husband and I volunteered with the organization we adopted them through for several years. We actually were part of road rallies several times where each person in the rally would pick up a dog or dogs and drive them one length and turn them over to the next person. It was often a great way to get a little puppy love without having to actually adopt a puppy. And those positive feelings are the halo effect. On the other hand, you might take an instant dislike to someone who reminds you of someone you worked with that you didn't like, or maybe a former boyfriend that you had a bad breakup with. And that's the horns effect. Whenever I talk about the horns and halo effect, it reminds me of my time working in restaurants and clubs. I'll never forget One time, it was the first day of work, and I was being introduced to my new coworkers. When I met the club's hostess, I took an instant dislike to her for seemingly no reason at all. And in the moment, I had no idea why. I later realized that it was because she had the same name as a woman that my boyfriend at the time had recently been dating. Talking about it now, I admit, sounds kind of shallow, but we were quite young at the time, and we very soon became good friends. But the first couple of weeks working together was awkward. So the next time you instantly connect with someone or dislike someone that you've just met or don't know very well, think about why. The feeling, positive or negative, that you have about them might be due to implicit bias. And if someone you meet takes an instant dislike to you, remember, it might in fact be them, not you. Thanks again for joining me for this episode. If it resonated with you, please share it with a friend or two. And I'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning into the Content Marketing Show with me, Annette Richmond. If today's insights have inspired and resonated with you, please share this episode. And if you haven't already, hit the follow button to keep learning and growing with us. Wait, before you go, are you struggling to create original content because you don't know what to say? Download a copy of 25 content ideas to kickstart your social media posts for people who don't know what to say. Use the link in the show notes or visit contentmarketingschoolonline.com. That's contentmarketingschoolonline.com.